to The Haunting of Siler Tread, a dramatized reading from Siler's own journal, narrated by Owen Landsberg. January 3rd, 1979. If you haven't guessed by now, I'll tell you. I went to that party. I don't know why, but something told me I needed to go, like it whispered in my ear. Maybe Margaret is far more persuasive than I give her. Or maybe she put a spell on me and forced me to go. Something made me believe her when she said I wouldn't be tempted by the devil if I went. I should have known better, though. That's 5 years of sobriety down the drain. I sat on my porch most of that night, feeling anxious, nervous, neurotic, like something was grabbing onto my soul, yanking me to the Goldfinch. The longer I resisted that urge, the worse it got. Until I couldn't take it anymore. I got into my truck and drove to that bar. Every moment, knowing I was getting closer to my deity, like a moth to the flame. I got there maybe 30 minutes before midnight. That place was packed. Seemed like everyone from town was here to celebrate, besides Margaret. She kept telling me she was looking forward to seeing me here. Maybe she just left early. I walked up to the bar to get a drink. Maybe it was just for some coffee. Or maybe it was to get my usual order. Either way, it doesn't matter. I'll never know. Because when I walked up to that bar, they were pouring it. My first drink ever. Dom Perignon. How does a backwater town like this get champagne like that? Without a word, the owner of the bar grabbed a glass and poured me some of that delicious nectar. I wanted to say no, but I knew there would be no point. If I could say no to the champagne, I wouldn't have been able to say no to her. Mary. The owner, a stone-cold fox. Long blonde hair, striking blue eyes, And she walked with such confidence, commanded the bar as if she was Churchill himself, delivering the "We will fight on the beaches" speech. I stood there, staring at that glass of champagne. After a few seconds, Mary put her hand on mine and said, "It's okay. This one is on the house. I got cases of this stuff in the back. Drink up, Siler." I grabbed that glass and I threw it back in one swig. Oh, how I missed you, my old friend. Those delicious bubbles dancing on my lips and tongue. The flavor of slightly roasted almonds, sweet vanilla, and some spice. Just how I remember you. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now. How did Mary know my name? Was she expecting me? Did someone tell her about me? From that first sip, I was drawn back into it, like I hadn't missed a beat. That single sip put me on nearly a 3-day bender. I woke up this afternoon, that sore spot on my stomach hurting even more, like a chunk of an organ had been ripped out of me. Probably just the hangover and this fucking mattress. I don't remember much from the past 2.5 days. Quick visions here and there. Nothing that makes sense, though. I think Mary and I might have... Never mind. They always warned me in AA that it's impossible to not have a relapse. So I won't let this get me down. However, I should call Dr. Sanders in the morning and let her know. A memory did come back to me today while I was moaning and groaning in bed. Remember the song playing on the jukebox as I took my first drink of my favorite poison. The song was "The Power of Positive Drinking." Ironic, I know. The chorus keeps playing on repeat in my head. Powers of drinking, and it's fooling all my native thinking, and it hurts so good. I never noticed the sinking. Thanks a lot to positive drinking. Thank you so much for listening to the haunting of Siler Tread, a proud member of the Helios Network. A collection of amazing podcasts created by regular people. Siler Tread is narrated by Owen Landsberg, produced by Brandon Jacobs and Owen Landsberg, written by Siler Tread. You can find us on Instagram at Siler Tread, or if you would like more content, behind-the-scenes footage, check out our PodFan at pod.fan/SilerTread. Until next time, beware the yellow sign.